Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by UC Santa Cruz, chosen by the National Cancer Institute to launch the Cancer Genomics Hub in the quest to decode cancer. More information available at ucsc.edu.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck is jumping into the national immigration debate. Beck says he no longer wants his officers to turn illegal immigrants who've been arrested for minor crimes over to the feds for deportation. This is not the first time the chief of the nation's second largest police department has distanced himself from federal immigration policies. Earlier this year, the chief called for limiting the situations in which police could impound the cars of drivers operating without a license, a group made up to a large extent of undocumented immigrants. Congressional Democrats need 25 seats to retake the gavel from Republicans this November. It's a tall order and an expensive one. Both parties consider California a battleground for House races, and buckets of campaign cash are being dumped into the Golden State. As part of our Election 2012 coverage, KQED's Tara Seiler takes a look at four tough contests around Sacramento and the San Joaquin Valley.
The recent redrawing of California's congressional districts would seem to favor Democratic candidates in this deep blue state, but there are still 11 competitive House seats across California, and there's a dogfight underway for every one of them.
Well, I'm so glad we'll have your support for Omi Vera.
One of the most hotly contested is in the Sacramento area's 7th congressional district, where volunteer Judy Vaughn is working the phones for Democratic candidate and physician Omi Vera. Barra is taking on GOP incumbent Dan Lundgren for a second time.
Well, I think he has a good chance. The polls are showing him neck and neck now. You know, he ran the last election and lost, but there's been some redistricting, and he has a much better chance this time.
This race is considered one of the most competitive in the country, and the closer the race, the more expensive it gets.
The super PACs are going to play on both sides in this election.
Democratic candidate Omi Vera.
I think they're going to end up neutralizing each other. And I think this election is going to come down to a battle of ideas.
An optimistic view coming from Vera, who lost to Dan Lundgren in 2010. His defeat came after a last-minute massive ad buy from GOP operative Karl Rove's super PAC, American Crossroads.
We have the luxury of foresight this time, and it is coming again.
That's Josh Wolf, Barra's campaign manager, warning about the media onslaught by outside money. He says the campaign has worked hard to get Barra and his message out early, before the television blitz. But as it turns out, a lot of outside groups are spending for Barra this time.
Dan Lundgren got $3 million in campaign cash from Wall Street and special interests and made a $500,000 a year as a corporate lobbyist.
A Democratic super PAC joined with the Service Employees International Union in shelling out nearly a $500,000 for this ad. Then Barra got hit by the National Republican Congressional Committee.
A doctor should know better, but Omi Barra's a politician now.
Outside groups have so far spent nearly $4 million on this race. That's on top of what the candidates are spending on their own. And it's looking to be the most expensive in the state. The Democratic and Republican congressional committees are together spending at least $11 million on television ads in Sacramento's media market alone. Millions more are flowing to other parts of the state. Daniel Scarpinato is with the National Republican Congressional Committee.
That's more than has ever been spent by Republicans, or probably Democrats included, in California ever.
And all this outside spending can have a big impact on a House race because they're relatively inexpensive compared with a statewide or national campaign.
So you pour some money into a House race and, you know, you get a lot of bang for your buck.
Vivica Novak is with the Center for Responsive Politics, which tracks campaign spending.
It's also often the case that when you go on the attack, you're liable to exaggerate or sometimes say something outright false.
Take this cartoonish ad portraying Jose Hernandez, the Democratic challenger in Modesto's 10th district. It might sound like Hernandez is a voting member of Congress, but he's not.
Jose supported the stimulus with bonuses for AIG and thinks the new health care law is good medicine. Take $700 billion from Medicare and call us in the morning. This November, say no to Jose.
American Action Network, a conservative nonprofit group out of Washington, D.C., sponsored this ad. A former astronaut, Hernandez, is challenging Republican incumbent Jeff Denham in what is shaping up to be yet another expensive race. Meanwhile, just next door, there's a tight contest in the redrawn 9th Congressional District that includes Stockton. Democratic incumbent Jerry McNerney is trying to hold off a challenge from 25-year-old GOP newcomer Ricky Gill, who is benefiting from a good deal of outside cash.
It has emerged as one of the more competitive races, not only in the state, but in the country, which is not something that Democrats had planned for.
The Republican Committee's Daniel Scarpinato says that means Democrats and their allies may have to spend resources they hadn't planned on to bolster McNerney. Up the road around Davis, there's a fourth closely watched contest, and this one, too, is keeping Democrats on their toes. But so far, there's not much outside spending against Democratic incumbent John Garamendi or Republican Kim Vann. Vivica Novak of the Center for Responsive Politics says that could soon change.
There are some groups that are holding on to their money. You know, in the coming weeks, if you're not being inundated already by these ads, look out.
And beware, because it's difficult, if not impossible, to know who is behind all the advertising.
There is no one representing the voters' ideas. There are a lot of people representing the ideas of the large donors that give to politics.
Daniel Newman is president of MapLight.org, which analyzes money in politics.
The whole livelihood of our state and our country is on the line with each election. And so a few million dollars even in a race is trivial compared to what that can buy.
What that can buy, says Newman, is a lot of influence over policies and laws that ultimately benefit big donors who may have little, if anything, to do with these California districts or the needs of the people living there. For the California Report, I'm Tara Seiler.
And you can find full election coverage, including our state proposition guide, on our website, californiareport.org. And that's the California Report for Friday, October 5th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Seal Muller and Howard Gelman. Sarah Bond and Paul Lancour directed the show. Our interns are Catherine Borgeson and Rachel Johnson. Peggy Hendricks is our election editor. We had editing support from Polly Stryker. Our online team includes Gabriel Cohn and David Marks. Our associate senior producer is Victoria Malleone. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. And the executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org. And URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com.